Als nächstes kommen wir ebenfalls auf Englisch zu Beate Flechtker. Sie kommt vom Radio Unerhört und dieses Radio Unerhört ist in Marburg zu Hause, nicht zu verwechseln mit dem Maribor in Slowenien, sondern Marburg ist eine Stadt nördlich von Frankfurt und Beate Flechtker wird uns jetzt über Radio Unerhört erzählen und dann im Anschluss haben wir noch für den ersten Teil Helmut Peisel von Radio Agora aus Kärnten bei uns und dann machen wir eine kurze Pause. Das heißt, es wird jetzt noch ungefähr 25 bis 30 Minuten dauern, dann machen wir eine kurze Pause, dann kommt die zweite Gruppe, dann noch einmal eine kurze Pause mit Musik und dann die dritte Gruppe. So, we bring now Beate Flechtker from Radio Unerhört, from Germany and from Marburg, that's close to Frankfurt, and she will tell us about Radio Unerhört, and afterwards we have on stage Helmut Peisel from Radio Agora, from Catherine, and now first Beate Flechtker.
Hello, yeah. We work very traditionally with frequency modulated radio, and there's some in our radio that work with more new technologies. Well, we will develop. I want to say a little bit, because this is something about East-West connection. And, well, Germany or Marburg is in the middle of Germany, and this is part of this well-developed Western European societies with a good civil society that you can participate. You don't have to, or you had to fight for your rights to communicate, but now you get access to information everywhere. It's not the question of a lack of information, but it's a question of what information you choose and in which context do you pose it. And that's why free radio stations in Germany are very, very important. And especially for, if you remember Brecht, this writer from Germany made a radio series too. He said that radio has no impact to society. So we try to have impact to society and to change things in a emancipate the society and to give not discriminating access to people. So that's why we are trying to create autonomous media. Like, in Germany you have those social movements. That's where come up the free radio movement too. It's in the tradition of the 70s where there were many street fighting, squatting, the peace movement, the anti-nuclear fight and all those. And we are in the tradition of this. And, well, there's no more that much street fighting. But very important thing for free radios is to intervene in society. It's not only radio with the product programming, but it's all also the how the station works in this way that the people discuss and the people work in collectively. Together. And I will give for this an example for that we are part of the social movement, that in the moment in Germany all the established media try to generate themselves as anti-fascist media before they reproduced all these stories about the criminals coming from the outside Germany, the foreign people that will invade Germany, that they reproduced before, and now they generate themselves like anti-fascists, but they don't recue to the real anti-fascist movement. That is what free radios are doing. So the talk shows only take some alibi foreigners. They speak about, well, it's not that bad in Germany, about racism. And we'll try to get the migrants into the microphone. So we have this languages in programming in other languages. They have their own microphone without journalism, that there are journalists speaking about them, but they speak themselves. That is very important. So we are not the journalists in a classical way, but we make the people speak themselves. And we'll try not to have this journalistic distance. Like, this is very artificial. We'll try to tell where's our point of view we are speaking from, to give our perspective, because there are no objective information. All the information is an image of the, or constructed image of the world, especially in the media. So we try to betonen. Well, I don't find my word. Stress on that we are subjective. Yeah. So and. That's why we don't only make a PR, public relation, or how is it called, in a normal way, but we, to get more public in the publicity or in the community. But we organize cultural, political, social events, parties, concerts, open discussions, so on. And we take part in manifestations, like manifestations in the street. We document them. We report live. And for example, in this Yugoslavia war, we took part of the initiative No War, to say that we have a point of view in this war, and we always build alliances with part of the social movement. So, for example, this initiative No War in Yugoslavia. And, well,
Let me ask you a question. Did you make a program exchange during the war in Yugoslavia at that time?
We had, in that time we had over XS for all. We had some contacts or like interviews, but not directly from Yugoslavia, but via Netherlands.
Okay.
Yeah. So, now coming up to the media system, we are not accepting that as a free radio station, but the law construction, we officially or legally have a license in, is something called non-commercial local radio. And, the media system in Germany is a little bit difficult because it's a federal system. So every land, every department of the republic has another media law. So even within the Association of Free Radio Stations, it's very difficult to make the lobbying for media politics, because we all have other conditions we work in, like in other Länder there are open channels in other Länder, it's not allowed to make non-commercial radio. So it's very difficult to intervene in this. But in our land, it's now it's established the third sector, but not as if, like in South Africa, for example, where there's three sectors, like the public radio, private, and the community radio sector. This is not that in Germany. It's part of private, even if we give the most access to people are the most public radio, yeah, and we get money by that. So our own concept is based on membership. For that, we are only dependent on our members and not to other organizations or to state or something. But in effect or in reality, our own fee that we get by membership, by organizing parties and so on, is only 10% of our budget. And
10% is the membership.
Yeah. And so we have nearly 300, 400 members for that little town of Marburg, like 70,000 people only.
But in which time did you bring 400 members?
Well, in the first time.
In the first
especially
time.
In the first time, because, well, when in 94 we began the initiative, this there hasn't been the law, and the first time we thought about, oh, making it illegally or something, and then, well, we developed, and then we were get into the public, and then we fought for membership, and the first 250 we got in the first months, and after that, well, people are now like, if you want to have me as a member, you have to give me a good service. So this is a membership-based organization. This is an idea of the 70s where people were really active, engaged in politics or in social movement, but now it's over. It's something of the former years.
Yeah. I have a question. You said it started from illegal or more or less spontaneous broadcasts, and then developed, you said?
Well, it was like that. It in the beginning of the 90s, there were much movement in Marburg because of squatting and because of the war in the Gulf and so on. And then it was like nothing else. And in that time, I've been to Canada, and I met people making community radio, and I thought, well, it's a very nice thing. They made me speak about the extreme right in Germany. In that time, there was all these attacks on refugees in the beginning of the 90s. It's not stopped, but in that time, very strong. And I thought, this is a great thing, and I came back, and we didn't know anything about radio. We didn't know anything about the system. And so first we were like four friends and thought about, well, we will make it illegal. But then we made contact with the Association of Free Radios, and they thought there are initiatives in our land that try to be legal, and we didn't want to in den Rücken fallen.
Does anybody know idea? What means in den Rücken fallen?
Yeah, I work against them, that's why. And of course, if you work illegally, you can't really give access to people. How can they find you? So we decided, well, we will try to lobby the legal way.
And my question was, if you got support from Germany, so this free radio association was from Germany, or you looked for support out of Germany?
And, no, this is
For example, in Italy, if you got support, and it's good. I mean, Radio Onda Rossa, I talked about. They have the support from the party, so a political party. That's a kind of compromise, you know. And there are no free radio organizations, neither coming from outside. I don't know where.
We don't get many money from Germany, not from the state, because, well, in Germany, after their experiences with the National Socialism and the Weimar Republic before, they had to learn that radio and TV should not, or the media should not, owned by the state or controlled by the state. They had, the Germans had to learn that. So now we'll get the money from the Gebührenabgabe. How is it called? All the members of the German nation have to pay a fee for getting access to the media, Rundfunkgebühr, and we get it's 1.5% of this fees, of the budgets of the fees, and this is not only for us, it's for the office that administrator, they take a quarter of that because, well, their secretaries has to work, and then there are open channels, TV, that get much money of that, and we get a little bit of that money, so we have
now
money.
Germany is moving to privatization, like Austria right now.
I don't understand your question, because in Germany there was only public radio, and then in the middle of the 80s we got commercial private radio, and now in the 90s we got non-commercial private radio. That's it.
You said that raising money is a strategy from the 80s or 70s. Do you see any sceneries how to raise money for the future without just raising money from the members?
Robbing. No.
Because you said you don't get any support by the state, and that's a situation which is very actual in Austria, because the government in Austria said now there's no further money for free radio stations, that will stop any support next year.
But we get money, but not from the government, from this so-called independent, it's not that independent because it's managed by or controlled by parties, but we get money independently, but not from the state.
Okay, are there any further questions now to the audience? Well, please come here to the stage, because the microphones work much better than the mobile microphone. Okay, for all of you, there is a public microphone here at the end of the tent.
I just wanted to make clear what she said in the end, how it works, because I think it was not so clear for our Italian friends, is that in Germany, what she said, the responsibility for culture and media is considered as a cultural issue, is on the competence is in the hand of the provinces. It's a regionalized system. So it's not the state, but it's each land or each province which is handling the media incomes and media authorities, etc. That was the first thing which perhaps didn't come out so clear. And the second thing, this question of subsidies by state, what she talked about was this fees that Germans have to pay for public radio access, and that's somehow now in the laws, that they have a right that this money, part of this money, 1.5%, are used for open channels, for these media authorities, and so on. And in Austria, that's the difference. In Austria, there is no such a category of independent, non-commercial stations recognized in the law, or that they have any right for subsidies. In Germany, there is somehow each station which want to be created, they have not specially, they have to apply, but there is somehow a base how they have a right to accede to this money, independent of who is the government in this province or in another. And in Austria, this right of financing, to have a right to apply for financing, was never guaranteed. So the subsidies from state, which Austrian radios, free non-commercial stations had, were just on the goodwill of the last government and were never anchored anywhere. And so now the new government comes and making quite clear politics. We don't want them. We don't want this free independent media. So perhaps we come on later to this, that it was quite, they didn't give much money, and now they say, well, anyway, anybody has to make economies, and also we don't have this money, but that's just a justification, and it's very hypocrite, because the real reason is there has never been a base in the law that there's a guarantee that you should have money if you do this public function to give public access to media. And that was never achieved in the Austrian laws, so it's very easy now for the government to cut off the subsidies.
Thank you.
In Italy we had this law for sharing money and public money, but just for church and religious stuff. It's what came to me in mind, the percent they get the churches is the public money is that.
All right.
Can I ask one question?
Okay, last question. Okay.
You said at the beginning you used frequency modulated radio. Can you explain a bit about that?
But this is FM. Like
I thought that you were changing frequencies because you were illegal. So
No. It's just FM.
Expression.
Okay.
So you were on stable frequency all the time, even when you were illegal.
Wir, für alle Hörerinnen und Hörer zu Hause an den Radiogeräten, wir übertragen hier live vom Free Speech Camp von Radio Froh, eine Installation im Rahmen der Ars Electronica. Und wir haben insgesamt 3 Stunden Übertragung von einer Diskussion, die ausschließlich auf Englisch geführt wird, vom Free Speech Camp. Da geht es um freie Radios, da geht es um die Zusammenarbeit zwischen den freien Radios, da geht es um Internet, da geht es um Hacker. Schauen Sie vorbei, kommen Sie vorbei ins Free Speech Camp am Ars Quarter zwischen Ars Electronica Center und Stadtwerkstatt. Und wir kommen jetzt zum Ende der ersten Runde. Und am Ende der ersten Runde werden wir dann eine Musikpause machen, etwa 5 Minuten, dann kommen wir zur zweiten Runde und in der ersten Runde der letzte Teilnehmer, was aber keine Wertung sein soll, das ist von Radio Agora aus Kärnten, Helmut Peissel. Und er wird jetzt ebenfalls auf Englisch über Radio Agora die Schwierigkeiten, die Probleme und natürlich auch den technischen Austausch, die Vernetzung mit anderen Radiostationen sprechen. For all others, now it's Radio Agora, Radio Agora from Catherine in the very south of Austria. You know, Carinthia, I'm sorry, Carinthia from the very south. I knew it. It's a girl's name, And it's Helmut Peissel, and he will tell us about problems, about the way how Radio Agora works, because it is a radio which is broadcasted in 2 languages, that's Slovenian on one hand and on the other in German.
Okay, hello, I'm Helmut Peissel, coming from Carinthia. Now to explain, or to try to explain Radio Agora. It's agora because it's an old Greek term. It's something like a forum, a place for reunion, which is a little bit symbolic for the radio project also. And our radio project is based in Carinthia. Now we are working in the capital of Carinthia in Klagenfurt, not far from the Slovene border to Slovenia. That means we are situated in the region for one side Slovenia, and also not very far from us the border to Italy. That's a little bit this place where 3 countries coming together, and this is taking also this is also one of the part of our identities of this radio. So I must just explain a little bit the base. The basics of the idea, why this radio came to the daylight, let's say. The initiative started in really in 89, and it is very much due to the political situation in Carinthia, where is the one side we have a ethnic minority, the Slovene minority. This means we are a region which is a bilingual region. It's German and Slovene. one part of the population is talking. And at the other side, there is a very hard nationalist, a German nationalist tendency in the politics. And most politics of, let's say, nearly all parties, not the Green Party, but nearly all other parties, are playing with this nationalist tendency in Carinthia. And so we had the situation that in the late 80s, we had a discussion about the bilingual school system in Carinthia, which became a very important topic in the election campaign of, at this time, also already Jörg Haider. And there were people from the minority, but also friends from culture initiatives, social initiatives, or different kind of people who are engaged in this field, who were defending this bilingual school system because it's something like a symbol for the positive cohabitation of different cultures and different languages in one area. And in this period of 89 election campaign, there was a group of people who tried to get also into politics, but for the rights for the minority and building up a bilingual, not a party, but only a list, it's like a group just for this election. And they had no chance to get any media for their topics. And this was a little bit the source of the idea. So we at a place of a reunion, we met people from Radio Student in Slovenia and other people from different free radios in Italy. That came out the idea to fund this.
Do you have a program link?
Not already. No. He is from Croatia.
I am.
No, just we also contacted Radio Student.
We have a link between the political situation because we interchanged now. Now we have that they had before with Tuchman. Though this was the reason to find the idea making a radio project, which was on the beginning very improvised, and we started something like a legal pirate radio. That means we started radio in Carinthia, but we went to Italy to get the program on air for 1 week first. And after this election campaign, which finished with some good result for this Mr. Haider, we went on because many people were interested in the project, doing a program every Sunday from Italy. But at the same time, we founded this association, Agora, to go on at a legal way to try to get really the right in Austria, where there was still the monopoly for the state radio, to get a license for a radio for the minority, but also for free radio in other fields. And so we deposed a plan before the Human Rights Commission in Strasbourg, and which were accepted, so it went to the Human Rights Court, and we got the decision in 93, which forced also, as a consequence, to get a new media law in Austria, and which abolished the monopoly situation in Austria for the radio. And in this decision of the Human Rights Court, they really declared that there should be the one side no more the monopoly, at the other side there should be measures to prevent that new kinds of monopoly are developed on the private side, and also that there should be access for special interest groups and for special public groups to this media radio. So I think it was in Austria, it was a basic, but it was also very interesting in all this European right development in the media field. So after this, we had a really long quarrel, like all the other radio initiatives in Austria, to get really this license. This only arrived in 97. And so since 98, and it was exactly in the October. We started really with a radio, running a radio now nearly 2 years in Carinthia, and trying to do this in a way in an intercultural conception. This means for the one side to get different language groups into the radio. Basically, it's the minority. It means Slovene people and German talking, trying to get a system where we are putting really the language together. It means it's not so easy like we thought in the beginning in theory. And we had the chance to get at the beginning a state funding. This means really a situation to create a minority radio with one part of professional redactions. It means we had a staff of four people really only making program as journalists, people who are looking for music program, and then a wide scale of people of let's say like here in Linz also this open access. That people are doing their own programs, but without being paid for this.
Has the new political situation in Austria affected Radio Agora?
Yes, this is really very much we are affected, let's say nearly the most in this field, because it was at the same time, this was a little bit a trap. Like we were financed in the beginning by the state, really like this minority radio, a role which but state radio didn't have not been done before, or really very little in the European scale. They financed us nearly the whole work, or let's say about 80% of our financement came from this state financement. And so now with the new government, they decided to stop it completely. So it means we are now before the situation lasting 80%, losing 80% of our basic fundings, and have to establish a complete new system. That means we are now in this political debate. At the one side, the actual government try to show himself as at a European level in minority politics and in to be also democratic, like they try all the day with different things. And so they, for example, wrote a report for the European. European office who is supervising the implementation of the framework convention, which is something like a European law about minority policy, where, for example, the work of Radio Agora, and also there are two other minority radios like us, has been financed. It is really cited like something the state did for the minority. There is also, I read it only yesterday, there is also some phrase about Radio Froh and Radio Orange, that they are taking part of this support for minority, but at the same time they stopped completely now the financing of this project.
Are there, because we have to come to an end now for the first discussion group, are there any questions in the audience to Radio Agora? Do you want to say just one short topic?
Okay, I will try to explain now maybe a little what we are thinking to go. Though they try to push us now to a cooperation with the state radio, with the ORF. Which I think could be another trap, because also the state radio, I think, is now getting soon really under complete control of the government parties. And the other side is that we try really to get a complete new system of financing, where we are counting very much about European support and trying to get the support from other groups who are interested in a independent media. Because in Carinthia, you see, it's similarly in the culture scene, it's something like a desert in Austria, you have this for different fields. There are initiatives in other countries, but in Carinthia often you don't find some pioneers, but because it's it's a very dry field, say.
We know that. Okay, thank you. Thank you to Helmut, and we start again in about 5 minutes.